Okay, Tov. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Samach Dalad. We left off Samach Gimel Amud Beis towards the right where the lines get wide. At the wide lines, about 8 lines up at the bottom of the page. If you remember, we were discussing that it's Aser to Shecht the Karm Pesach while possessing Chametz. We discussed Shecht and Karm Pesach while possessing Chametz, doing Zrika, doing Haktara. So Rav Papa said, whoever burns the fats, if whoever's burning the fats of the Karm Pesach possesses chametz, that's also going to be an issue. Just 2 quick points that Leizer pointed out after the shir. Leizer and Leon were discussing after the shir. One is, when we say that if one possesses chametz while bringing the Karm Pesach, whose eiver is the dafkadi? Whoever possesses chametz is eiver? Whoever does the shrita, the zrika, if he possesses chametz, he's eiver? Or as long as someone in the Mechamura possesses chametz and the group does the Karm Pesach, the whole group is going to be eiver. So Taisa seems to learn that only the top Taisa in the Mabe says, Loi mechayev ba chametz, Ela sheikh ba zayrik. Only the one who does shechita, the zrika, only the one who does the action, and he has chametz, he's chayev. Only one who does the anaveda, and he has chametz, he's chayev. Sounds like dafkem, but the rest of them didn't do any maisa. The rest of them didn't do a maisa, would not be chayev. Certainly one who didn't possess chametz, but even one who did possess chametz, but if he didn't do a maisa, would not be chayev. Rashi on the bottom, Amud Aleph, on Samach Gimel, off the bottom line, Rashi says, if it belongs to one of them, chametz, they're all over. It's something from Rashi, Bechidish, that everybody's over, not just the one who possessed the chametz. Everyone in the group is over. If someone in the group has chametz, you have to know what over means. They're not going to get malchus. It's a tiny, still tiny. It's a lavshim of maisa. Certainly not going to be malchus, but it seems like everyone's still over if someone in the group possesses chametz. That's how Rashi ceases to be learning. Interesting, machlekes, Rashi and Taisa. Point number one. Point number two, we had yesterday, we discussed, Rabbi Yechon held that you don't need the chametz to be in the Azara nearby. Rish Lakish says the chametz has to be al, means besamach, nearby in the Azara. Rabbi Yechon says it does have to be nearby in the Azara. But if it does have to be nearby in the Azara, what does that mean? Could it be anywhere in the world? Or does it still have to be some sort of proximity to the Beis HaMikdash or not? So it's a machlokes in the Mefarshim, but there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that even according to Rabbi Yechonan, dafka if the chametz is within Yerushalayim, is it going to be considered? Is the person going to be considered to be possessing chametz while doing Karm Pesach, and he's going to be over on the pasuk of Yisizbach al chametz dam zivchi? But if it's out of Yerushalayim, then it wouldn't be over on this lab. That is Yerushalmi. However, other achrayim seem to learn from our Gemara that Rabbi Yechonan is no kapeit at all. No matter where it is in the world, he's going to be chayev if he possesses chametz while the Karm Pesach is being shechted. Okay, 2 points from yesterday's daf. So we continue the conversation. If Papat said that if the maktir, the fats, the one who's being maktir the fats on Mizbeach possesses chametz, halacha is, he's also going to be chayev for this lav. Says the Gemara now, Tanya Kavasir Papa, we have a Raya, Bryce the backs of Papa. In this Bryce the backs of Papa, we're going to end up having the Gemara's going to open up to a stira from this Bryce to another Bryce in 2 factors. There's going to be a stira in 2 factors. Let's see it inside. Tanya Kavasir Papa, we have Raya to our Papa from a Bryce. Asher Chetz Pesach Al Chametz, Mon Shechetz Kor Pesach, Wap Pesach Chametz, Ivy Blaise says, Ivy Blaise say, Emasai when Bismanchu Shehu Lashaychet, Ay Luzerik, Ay Lech Mechabura. Only when the Chametz belongs to either the Shechet, the one who shechts the carbon, Pesach, or to the one who's doing Zrika, or to one of the members of the group, then the sheikhet who did shechita when someone in the group possesses chametz is not going to be chayev. But if stam a guy in the veld has chametz, not someone for the bnei chabura, ain't zagulai. They're not responsible for that person. Now, when we talk about who's chayev for performing the avoid of the Karm Pesach while in possession of chametz, says this Braisa, side the Sheikhet, side the Zayrik, the one who does the Shechit, the one who does Zvika, and the one who does Akhtar, that's a riot to Rav Papa. Here we see the Akhtar also, the one who's Maktir, the Imurim, on this Bech, also is Chayef for doing the Akhtar of a Karm Pesach while there is chametz. Ava Melika Saif Barba, so one who does Malika on a bird on the 14th. Einav Blakla, one who does Malika on a bird on the 14th of Nisan while possessing chametz, he's not over on anything. So this Braisa, there's a right to Papa, because the Braisa clearly says that Haktara alone, one is Chayef doing Haktara while in possession, while he or someone of the Mechabura are in possession of Chametz. Frekta Mona Stira, Vermini, we have a Stira, Hashekh is a Pesach, Chametz, one is Karm Pesach, while possessing Chametz. I have a place to say, Rabbi Daimer, Afa Tamid, not just Karm Pesach, the Tamid as well, that's like our Mishnah, the Tamid as well, if one does the Karm Tamid while possessing Chametz, he's also Aver, Amr Leila, Amr Ela Pesach Bavad. They said back to Abu Dhabi, no, this is only said about Pesach. This is not said about the Tamid. Possessing chametz is a problem with Karm Pesach. It's not a problem with the Tamid. This is a conversation in the Braisa. Amos Gemara said, the Brisa continues, when do we say this? When the one who shechted the Karban Pesach, the one who's doing Zrika, or one of the Mechabura have chametz. That's when we're saying the one who does, when the Sheikhet, the Zerik, or anyone in the Mechabura have chametz, then that's when the Sheikhet is going to be chayev for shechting the Karban Pesach, while one of them is in the possession of chametz. But if Stam is a guy in the veld, at the other end of the world, is chametz, ain't Zagulai, that's not our responsibility. Ve'echad HaSheikhet, and here we're going to get to the Stira. Ve'echad HaSheikhet, ve'echad HaZerik, say the one who does Shechita, say the one who does Zrika, ve'echad HaMelech. Here we're sticking in Melech. Remember the last Brisa, number one, the last Brisa we had Echad HaMakter. Over here the Brisa leaves out Makter. It leaves out Makter. We're going to see it's going to be more explicit in a moment that Akhtar is not going to be Chayev, but so far it leaves out Makter. And this Brisa sticks in Melech. The prior Brisa said Melech not. Echad HaMelech ve'echad HaMazah Chayev. The one who does Malika of the bird, the one who does Hazah of the bird is going to be Chayev if they're in possession of Chametz. Ava Kaimis is a Mincha in Eivah B'leisei. The one who does the Kmitza on a Mincha is not Chayev in Leisei. Furthermore, HaMakter is where it's black and white here. Before you just pointed out it was left out, here it's black and white explicitly that it's not included. Hamakdis and Murim ain't Chayiv Leisei. One is Makdis and Murim, one possession of Chametz, is not going to be Chayiv Leisei. So we have two steers in the Brises. We have one steer in the Brisa, then the first Brisa it says Malika, one is not Chayiv for in the 14th, while possessing Chametz. And one Brisa to say Malika, one is Chayiv for in the second Brisa. And in the first Brisa it said one is Chayiv Akhtara, if the while possession of chametz, and the second brayse seems to say that one is not chayef for aktara while in possession of chametz. We have a steer from aktara and a steer in malika. Says the gemara top of samach talam alf kasha malika kasha aktara. We have a steer from malika to malika. We have a steer aktara onto aktara. Says the gemara ulta meich tikshla chigufa. That's your question. There's a question of the brayse itself. The second brayse b'chal doesn't make sense. They're turning the amra el pesel bavad. It says in that Brisa, this was only said by Pesach Bilvad. Those are the words of the second Brisa. This was only said by Pesach Bilvad. Right? Now, then it goes on to discuss, Echra Melech Vechra Maza. Who's doing Malika on Karm Pesach? Echra Melech Vechra Maza. Doesn't make sense. There is no Malika on a Karm Pesach. Ella, what must be going on out of here? Havar Reb Shimon. I'll tell you that both prices are really Reb Shimon. If you remember, just a little chazara, Reb Shimon was the sheet of the Mishnah who held that on Erev Pesach, only possessing chametz b'shas, the carbon Pesach, is problematic. Having chametz with the carbon Pesach is problematic. Legabi other carbonos in Erev Pesach, even if one is in possession of chametz, not an issue. Throughout Pesach itself, on Pesach itself, even other carbonos are a problem if one's in possession of chametz. So with that in mind, let's go back to the brisa. Havar b'shemen, both brises are b'shemen. Malika, malika, like kasha, malika is not shver. Why? Very simple. Kam barba. So the first brisa that said you're not having malika is talking about the 14th. The Taka said in the brisa, said explicitly in the brisa, we're talking about the 14th. On the 14th, malika is obviously some other carbon. It's not carbon pesach. Malika is some other carbon. Another carbon on the 14th, with possessing chametz, according to b'shemen, is not an issue. It's not allowed. It's only on pesach itself. And the second brisa which says Malika is a problem is Kamachil Shemayin is doing Chalamayin. On Chalamayin, possessing Chametz with another carbon is indeed problematic. So that's beautiful. Malika is not Shver. Malika on the 14th is not a problem. Malika is not a lav. Malika throughout Pesach is a lav. First brisa is talking about the 14th, therefore no lav. The rest of the second brisa is talking about on Pesach, therefore there is a lav. Very good shmak. Vaidi vaidi b'shemini, and both of those brises fit very well like b'shemin. Haktar namikash. Now, what's the answer to the sira in Haktara? First Brisa seems to say Haktara one is chayiv. Second Brisa seems to say Haktara one is pater. Tanayi, that's Taka Machlekes Tanayim. Take the makish Haktara l'shchita. Take the mandalay makish. That's Taka Machlekes Tanayim. Do we compare when it says in the pasuk le'sishchat alacham is dam zivchi or le'sizbak alacham is dam zivchi? Do we compare Haktara to shchita or not? That is the Machlekes Brisa Taka. That's the Machlekes Brisa. Whether we compare Haktara to shchita. First Brisa compares Haktara to shchita, and therefore, one's chayef for possessing chametz during Akhtara. Second Brisa does not compare Akhtara to Shechita, and therefore, one is not going to be chayef for possessing chametz during the Akhtara. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda held Afatama. We just quoted this in the Brisa earlier today, it's from Mishnah from yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda says, not just Karban Pesach is one chayef for possessing chametz, also Tamid. If one possesses chametz while bringing the Tamid, he's chayef for shechting the Tamid in possession of chametz. My Tamid, Rabbi Yehuda was praying, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, Zivchi, the Pasuk says, it says, the Lashon Pasuk is Zivchi, my Zevach. What does Zivchi mean? What does it mean, my Zevach? What's a Zevach that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the strongest fashion? An Ayla gets fully burnt. What's referring to? Therefore, the Tamid. Tamid gets fully burnt. So, Le Sishchat Ala Chametz Dam Zivchi is telling me that the Isra possessing Chametz is for my Dam of my Zevach, so to speak. Zevach HaMiyuchad Li, Umayin Yir Tamid. The Zevach is Miyuchad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely the Tamid. There's an Isra to possess Chametz during the
Tamid. So he darshan the pasuk that's talking about Tamid. The question actually, the first one bothered by Adarabba. So according to Rav Yehuda, he's darshan the pasuk that Sushchar alacham is dam zivchi, and dam zivchi refers to the Tamid. That's the simple taich of the pasuk, the way he's taiching it. So how do you know there's an issur to possess chametz during the Korban Pesach? I know the pasuk's talking about Tamid now, the way he taiches the pasuk, it mamash translate into the pasuk of the pasuk. Dam zivchi means zivchi my zevach, which is at the Tamid. So how do you know that the Korban Pesach also, there's a prohibition not to have chametz? So Fasamba says, beautiful idea, we touched this yesterday. We touched this yesterday when we read the Mishnah. There's two psukim. There's le sishchad al chametz dam zivchi and le sizbach al chametz dam zivchi. We have two psukim. One pasuk is for Tamid and one pasuk is for Korban Pesach. We gave different answers why you have two psukim yesterday, different discussion, why you have two psukim. But Fasamba says that could be an answer, why you have two psukim. That is one malach. Sach says, no, read the pasuk, Sefer Tikrah. Sefer Tikrah is muach. If you read the pasuk in its entirety, it's pasuk in the pasuk that we're talking about Pesach as well. It's pasuk in the pasuk we're talking about Pesach as well. It's pasuk in the context that we're also talking about the carbon Pesach. The other pasuk, the sizbach is not as clear. But if you go to the pasuk of le sishchat alacham is dam zivchi, v'leyol nabaker zevach chag Pesach. There's no two ways about it. And the pasuk says very clearly, don't leave over to the morning, Zevach Chag HaPesach. So clearly, at least in that pasuk of Yisishchad, is talking about Korban Pesach, the parallel pasuk, of course, in Perek Chav Gimel, which is like Sizbach HaChom Estam Zivchi, doesn't say the word Pesach there, Le'ev Chel Chag Yad Baker, is pretty clear, it's also talking about Pesach. But okay, but the point is, the Tzlach says that it's not a kasha read, how does he know that Korban Pesach he can't possess chametz, because the Sefer Tikrah is pretty clear, it's Muchach, and therefore Yurei is darshing the simple text of the pasuk to mean Tamid, but Avada, Emek Yurei to be Pshutai, from the fact that it also mentions Pesach, so therefore you take out both dinim. Okay. Rav Shimon Eimer, HaPesach Barbas. Rav Shimon says, on the 14th of Nisan, the day you bring the Korban Pesach, that's not a problem to possess chametz while bringing the Korban Pesach. Specifically the Korban Pesach. Rav Shimon held other korbanos on the 14th? No issue. Not even Tamid. Not like Rav Yehuda? No issue. From the 15th and on throughout Pesach, then even other korbanos are a problem if one possesses chametz. My time with Rav Shimon, what is the pshat, the reason for Rav Shimon? Tichsiv zivchi, zivchi, trei zimni. The pasuk says zivchi, zivchi twice. Kari bei zevach, zvachai. It says zivchi twice, and what we do is, this is like a garin of meisivin, like taking out letters from words and adding it to other words. We take one yud from zivchi and put it on the other zivchi. So basically we end up with the word zevach, because we took off the yud from one, and we end up with the other one. It's called Zivch Zvachai with double yud. I'm not sure what type of parsha of drasha this is. I mean, it sounds like a gerin or masif, which Gemara sometimes takes issue with. But okay, Kari Bei Zevach Zvachai. I read the pasuk Zevach Zvachai, and that teaches me that that there's the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and then throughout the rest of Pesach is all the Korbanos have this din that one cannot possess chametz, and the Rosh is going to spell it out for us. Why the Pesach separate them one from another? Why to write Zivchi Zivchi? Why didn't just explicitly write Zvachai? Why to write it Chuei? Teach you that these things are exclusive. On Erev Pesach, which is Zman Korban Pesach, one's Chayv possessing chametz while doing the Korban Pesach. Not for other kabbalas. On the rest of Pesach, which is not the Zman Korban Pesach, one's Chayv for doing other kabbalas while possessing chametz, but he's not Chayv for Korban Pesach anymore because it's not the Zman of Korban Pesach. So that's why the Brass of Dafka taught us that way, teach us that those two things are exclusive from each other. They're not going to be at the same time. Says the Gemara Vaitu, Mayed Anyamtiv, we spoke to that already, but Mayed Anyamtiv, Rav Shimon says that one who shechts another carbon, any shark kabbalas, he shechts it. And he has and he possesses chametz, he's going to be Iver. So, but the Rav Shimon says over in the Mishnah, Lishmai Pater. If he shechts it, Lishmai, this is going back on the Korban Pesach. If he shechts the Korban Pesach on the rest of Pesach, not Erev Pesach, then again, remind ourselves, Korban Pesach, not Erev Pesach, becomes a Shlamim. So if you shechta Shlei Lishmai, not Lishem Korban Pesach, shechta to be a Shlamim, then it's not a kosher carbon. If it's a kosher carbon and he has chametz, it would be a problem. If he has a mind on the Shem Korban Pesach, ironically enough, since he's doing the Lishma, it's a pasla carbon, but he's not going to be over the Isser of shechting a carbon while possessing chametz, because the carbon itself is pasla anyway. So the Shema is going to be putter if he shechts the Korban Pesach Lishmai on Pesach, not an Erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, let's make a diak in this Mishnah. Time of the Shlo Lishmai, Hastama putter. The reason why one is chayiv on Yom Tiv when he shechts the Korban Pesach on Yom Tiv, again, it's past the time, it's on Yom Tiv itself. He shechts the Korban Pesach. The reason why he's going to be chayiv is because he did it shalei lishma. He had a mind shalei lishma, and lei lishma makes it no longer Pesach. Make a inference from there. Hastam a pater. What if he was shechts the Korban Pesach on shalei bismanei stam? He didn't have a mind Pesach. Didn't have a mind not shalei Pesach. Did it stam? Sounds like he'd be pater. Amai, why is that? Pesach shayim esh shana shlamavi. Pesach throughout the year, Pesach if it's not an Erev Pesach, has the status of a shlam, it should be automatic shlamim. The stama should make it should be a kosher shlamim. Shmami no Pesach Shmami Rosh Hashanah by Akira. Let this be a raya. The Merzis asks the question: is this a raya that Pesach throughout the year? It's not good enough to shech the stam and say it's automatically assumed to be a shlamim because it's no longer erev Pesach. You have to specifically have in mind not l'shem kavan Pesach. Otherwise, in our Mishnah, why do we stress shaloi l'shma? Why is shaloi l'shma? L'chayr it's mashma stam alone would not be enough. Is that true? Do you need an Akira? Do you have to uproot it from the shem Pesach throughout the year? Is that so? Amar Abchia Bar Gamda Nizukam Epichabur of Amru. The following answer was thrown out from the Chabura, and that was as follows. We're talking about a case with the Baalim Tamei Meis, Kshmak Achab, Finidachin the Pesach Sheni, and they could push back the Pesach Sheni, to stumble Pesach Kai. We're talking about, let's think for a second, Karban Pesach certainly will not be eligible to be brought next year Erev Pesach because it'll be out of its year, right? If it was eligible for this Erev Pesach, it certainly won't be eligible next Erev Pesach. But you know when a kid could still be eligible? Pesach Sheni. Let's say someone had a carbon Pesach set aside for Pesach Rishon, and for whatever reason he couldn't bring it. Let's say his tummy mace, like our Gemara says. The example is his tummy mace, and therefore what does he do? He has a mitzvah to bring it on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, this carbon can still be viable, says the Gemara Gishmak Achab. Since this carbon Pesach is still viable Pesach Sheni, so over the year you have to have in mind you need an akira. I'll tell you, normally once you miss the carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, you don't need an akira because automatically it's stama. It makes it stama is going to be for shlamim. Stama is automatically for shlamim. You don't need an akira to have in mind not l'shein carbon Pesach. It's automatically not Karban Pesach. Except if it's still fit to be Karban Pesach. When? Pesach Sheni. How? In a case where the guy was not Yetzis Mitzvah Pesach Rishon because he was talking about mace or the like. And therefore, I mean, again, it's a Hachamai Eskinan. It is like we're talking about a specific case where these guys were talking about mace. But the point is, it is Shayach to have such a case where it's still fit to be Karban Pesach. And that's why we had a case where we spoke about having an Akira. You have your mind in the head, you lay the Shema. But maybe in a case where it was certainly no longer fit to be a Karban Pesach, maybe Taka wouldn't need an Akira, it would automatically be. It would automatically be a carbon shlamim, even stama, even without an akira. Now, just a side point: we're saying kigoy shayy balim to mace. We're talking about the balim or tama mace. You could have said with the balim a derech chayka, number one, but they're far away also. Or you could have said even more lav dafka to the mace. Here's a key point: the halacha, someone is tama can't get carbon pesach, whether he's tama mace or some other tama. As long as he's a tama that he can't get out of his tama by nightfall to eat the carbon pesach, he's not shayach to be part of the carbon pesach on erev pesach either. He's not shayach to be part of the carbon pesach because he was tummy. But the stam case in the Torah was that people were tummy mace. They were tummy mace. And therefore, that was the whole parsha. Actually, the parsha of Pesach Sheni was brought. It's the parsha would have been there anyway. But it came up in the Torah. It's coming up in these parshas right now that we're learning. But the parsha came up, interestingly enough, it came up through Durch the people complaining. We're busy with the mason, we're busy with the shvatim, we're busy tending to the kivri mitzrayim, taking the shvatim out of mitzrayim, and we're tamei mace, and therefore we couldn't do the Karban Pesach, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu went to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he came down, and he described this the eitzah of Pesach Sheni. So that was the classic case, was tamei mace, so therefore could be pasha, that's why Gemara speaks of tamei mace. But it's lav dafka l'chera, any tumah that precludes someone from being Karban Pesach would be subject to Pesach Sheni, just like anytime someone is b'derech chayka would bring him to Pesach Sheni. Again, just the Musavart on that idea that the terrorists spoke it out in the form of the people complained that we didn't get the chance to bring the Karban Pesach, and through that came the Parsha. Again, Pashas, the Parsha would have been Pashas. Maybe the first was not like this, but Pashas, the Parsha would have been there regardless. It wasn't like the Parsha came up because people complained, therefore the Parsha came up. But the Torah wrote it. It was like their schus because it bothered them so much. They wanted to be part of the Karban Pesach. They wanted to have that mitzvah Karban Pesach. It bothered them so much. So it came to us, the Parsha came to us through their complaint, through their time. I think it's actually, now I'm saying this, I think it's a Gemara that says Avada, it was always going to happen. It was always going to happen in the Parsha of Karban Pesach, but because they were so bothered, they wanted to bring the Karban Pesach, they were so bothered they missed out, they were zeicha that the Torah brought the Parsha in their merit. Similar to the Parsha of Yerusha with the Bnei Safcha, they were so bothered, they didn't get a Chil Knei Tzrol, and the Gemara tells us that the whole Parsha of Yerusha, the whole Parsha of Nachla, came about through Bnei Safcha because they were so bothered they wanted a Chil Knei Tzrol. Therefore, it came about through them. Avada, the Parsha was going to be said anyway, but it came about through them in a merit of the fact that they were so desperate to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now we say in Kort of Shem, before we go to the Mishnah, the next Mishnah is going to get involved with the actual Karban Pesach, meaning what was the Seder, how they did it in the Beis Hamikdash on Erev Pesach, the actual process. But before we get there, just one or two points. We'll do one point. Tosfos in Yuma asks that Reb Shimon was saying by us, Reb Shimon held Shar Karbanos on Erev Pesach are not usher b'shem le'sizbech. He held that zevach zvachai, when you have zevach, when you have korban pesach, being usher to possess chametz on erev pesach, you don't have shakar bonus. And when you have shakar bonus to possess pesach, you no longer have korban pesach, right? So shakar bonus to possess pesach is usher to possess chametz with shakar bonus throughout pesach. So that's no longer is there a prohibition of korban pesach then. Okay, so Taisus focus more on the Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, he's telling me Shakar Banos, if you shecht Shakar Banos, even though you possess Chametz, you're not going to be Eber, it's only Karban Pesach. He asked Taisus, why do you have to come out to this Drusha, Zevach, Zvachai, and they're exclusive from each other, for one another? Why do you have to come out to all that? We know, we had the pasuk that says that Allah Hashlem, the last Karban of the day, is except with this exception, of course, the Karban Pesach, but the last Karban of the day is supposed to be the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Tamid Shel Shachar is the first Karban of the day. Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is the last Karban of the day. We spoke out that after Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, you still have the Ketores, you still have the Menorah, and you still have Karban Pesach. Those are the three things we do after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. But that's it. We don't do other Karbanos afterwards. Ask Taisvis that since we know the Karban Pesach is being brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, Karban Pesach is being brought after Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So Shar Karbanos are pasul then anyway, because we have a din of Aleh Hashleim. We have a din that he's supposed to finish. You're not supposed to bring any other Karbanos now, besides for Pesach, Menorah, and Keteris. No other offerings are supposed to be brought now after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So anyway, you're only going to be chayv for possessing chametz b'shachti carbon. That's kosher. L'chayr, this carbon should not be kosher. As Zayfek Taisin Yuma answers Taisvis, it must be Aleh Hashleim. We know it's an assay. They're supposed to do that Tamid last, but b'di'evid, if you're being carbon after the Tamid, the carbon is still kosher. It must be the carbon is still kosher b'di'evid. The carbon is still kosher b'di'evid, and therefore you would think you're over for possessing chametz while bringing the shark carbonus, this other carbon on Erev Pesach, because b'di'evid is kosher. You weren't supposed to bring it because you're not supposed to bring anything after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, but b'di'evid for bringing it, it's kosher, says Taisvis, and the Chiddush is he's still not going to be chayav for possessing chametz because that's not the din of shar karbanos don't apply possessing chametz on Erev Pesach, only on Pesach itself. That is Taisvis Yuma. Taisvis is saying very clearly that what? That b'di'evid, Aleh Hashlem is not makiv. He's supposed to be the Tamid last, Tamid Shabbat last, but if he didn't, it's not going to be makiv. That is Taisvis. Kiva Eger takes issue with the question and the answer. Kiva Eger wants to say that no, perhaps Tamid is Shtaka Chiddush. Perhaps the din of Aleh Hashlem is that if you're being a carbon after Tamid Shabbat Arbayim, it's not kosher. Maybe it's possibly b'di'evid. But this notion that Taisus took for granted that you already bought the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, who says? We know this man of Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is normally 8.5 hours into the day, and then you mock it at 9.5 hours. When it's Karban Pesach time, Erev Pesach, you make it an hour earlier. On Erev Pesach Cholos B'Shabbos, you make it 2 hours earlier. But the bottom line is, this we know for sure, we've spoken this out before. The Karban Pesach could be brought from any time after Bein Arbayim, after Chatzais, you could be in the Karban Pesach. That's the Zman already, the Karban Pesach, that's already that Zman. The Tamid may not have been brought yet. We spoke this out for sure, that the Karban Pesach is brought after the Tamid, but if it was brought before, it's also kosher. Not a problem with the Eved. So, Cesar Kivega, who told you the Tamid was already brought? Maybe the Tamid wasn't brought yet, and you're bringing Shar Karbanos and Karban Pesach and possessing Chametz, and we're saying that Shar Karbanos, one would not be chayav for, according to Shimon, for possessing Chametz, Karban Pesach, one would be chayav for, and the Tamid wasn't even involved yet. He hadn't brought the Tamid yet, and therefore, the whole question doesn't begin. Cesar Kivega's answers deflection of Taisa Kasha, and he also argues on the outcome of Taisa, which is that the b'di'evid, if one brings the carbon after Tamid, it's for sure kosher. Rekibi says, maybe not, perhaps not. Doesn't say for sure, but perhaps not. Perhaps the carbon is pasul even b'di'evid. Once Tamid was brought, a shark carbon is being brought, perhaps would be pasul. Interesting, it's a mitzvah say. I was saying that the ramifications would be that any carbon brought afterwards would actually be pasul, according to Rekibi Eger, perhaps. Okay, zuck the Mishnah. The Pesach was shechted in three groups. Three groups, it was divided in three groups. Why three groups? What's the source of three groups? Shnemar, v'shechtu esay kol kal adas Yisrael. It said they shechted kol kahal, it's one. Kahal is one, adas is two, Yisrael is three. The Gemara, the Mishnah spells out for us. Kahal, v'eda, v'Yisrael. The Kahal, Eda, Yisrael is representing, each one is representing a different group. Nichlas kai Rishayin, the first cat goes in, Nispala Azara, and the Azara was full of people. No adas is Azara, they closed the gates of the Azara. The Gemara is going to discuss whether they closed the gates or the gates closed by itself. Taku, Rivataku, the blue Shafer, Tkia, Tru, Tkia, Hakanim, I'm the Mishura, Shura, Sakanim stood in rows and rows, Bidem, Bzikhe, Kesav, Bzikhe, Zav, in the hands with silver bowls and golden bowls, Shura, Bishakula, Kesav, Kesav, Shura, Shakula, Zav, Zav. It was either full rows, it was symmetrical. Rows of gold, rows of silver. Lehayum, Arvin, they didn't get, they mixed up, the rows were not mixed together. They make sure to have rows consisted of either silver or of gold. Lehayum, Shlayim, these bowls, they were being the cup of the damen, did not have a base. They came to like a pointed, like a triangular base. appointed banim, so you couldn't put it down. You know why? Sheminicha mikish adam. There's lots of kabbarnas going on. There's tons of carbon pesach going on, and we're scared that if someone put down a bowl of dam, it would sit there and it would get crusty. It would congeal. The dam would congeal before you got a chance to zrika. So like this, it never got put. You weren't able to put it down. You weren't able to put it down because it had these pointy banim, and therefore it would make sure that it would get to the zrika before anyone put it down. Shachar Yisrael, Yisraelim did the shechita. We know shechita is kasher. Bizarre. We know the makabal of Eloch from Kabbalah, Halacha Zrika, that has to be done by Kayin, but Shechita, of course, is kosher by a Yisrael. So the Mishnah isn't saying that it's Davka Yisrael, that's Pasha's not the Mishnah saying. Maybe they want to save the Kanam for the Aveda, but other Avedas, but Pasha the Mishnah is saying it could even be Shechita by Yisrael. Vikiba Kayin, but Davka the Kayin would be the one to do the Kabbalah, only Kayin could do Kabbalah. Nesle Chaveyah, Vichavel Chaveri, each Kayin would hand it from his friend to his friend, they pass their friend, hand to hand. We will see they're standing in a direct line. So they pass hand to hand in order to they got to the dam, to the mizbeach, and the question is going to be that, first of all, what's the mile of this over regular lacha, and are we not missing an lacha? This is what we call a lacha shleib regal. You're doing a lacha without moving your feet. Is that called a lacha? We'll see more about that in the Gemara. U'mekabel esam mali u'machzis reikon. So they would pass the dam one to another, and then the each kayim would be swishing hands. They'd be passing back. They'd be passing towards the mizbeach a full kli of dam, and then passing back after the zrika was done, the empty kli back to the original kohen. Kohen akarav mizbech zerka zrika achas kan geisayid. The kohen who was near the mizbech with toss from each kli, one toss, one zrika towards the yisayid. Yatsa kadrishim nichol kachinia. When the first group left, the second group would come in. Yatsa shniyam nichol shlishes. When the second group left, the third group would come in. Kamais v'shani kach maisa shiyam shlishes. Just like the maisa we spoke about by the first group, that's the same maisa by the second and third group. In koras halal, they recited halal and gamru shanu. If they finished halal, they would repeat a second time v'shanu shilshu. And if they completed halal a second time while doing there all their kavanas, they would repeat it a third time, says the Mishnah, but they never got a chance to say it a third time. They were so fast, these groups, with their kabbanas, they never had a chance to finish halal a third time because there was a lot of kanim, and the kanim were very zaris, and they got it done very quickly. Okay, so the Mishnah right there, Rabbi Aimer, Memeim shall catch Tishas, so I give Lahafti, Ahafti Kishma, Hashem, Memeisha Amamuatim, in the days of in all of his days, the third group never reached Hafti Kishma Hashem because the people were few. Yassel, to your point, I remember Dr. Judah used to have a whole cheshbon of how small Klal Yisrael must have been, or he had a cheshbon to exactly to your point how if Klal Yisrael was the amount of people that they describe in certain places, how is the shayach to have it all to be done so quickly and not to get this far in halal? How do the numbers work out? Now, Agav, side point. Is this din of halal? Is it deraisa or is it drabanan? Is it deraisa or drabanan? So the Bahag brings in a list of the mitzvahs that are deraisa, but he brings there other things that are clearly not deraisa, like Chanukah lechti, other things that are deraisa. And Rama takes issue with the Bahag's list because in his list of mitzvahs that he's counting, Chanukah is certainly not deraisa. And halal, Rama says, halal's not deraisa. What's Rama's right? Halal's not deraisa. Dovra melch was Masaka the Nusach of Halal. So how could Halal be the Raisa? That's Ramam's Raya that the Halal here is not the Raisa. Halal here is Rabbanon. And he says, he argues on the Bag's list in general, and specifically with regard to our Mishnah, he argues in Halal, and says Halal is only Rabbanon. Ramban argues as, I don't understand. The Nusach of Tefillah, the Nusach of Tefillah, davening itself, is clearly drabanan. The nusach tefillah of davening itself is clearly drabanan. Yet davening, Rambam is also maskim. Davening is deraisa. Rambam and Ramban, whether there's a chif to daven every single day, dafka be surah, but they both agree the concept of tefillah is deraisa. Says Ramban on Rambam, he asks, and just because the nusach came up later, right? The nusach of tefillah is anshikas gedela. The nusach of halal, he's saying, is davna melech. Doesn't mean the concept of halal cannot be deraisa. And therefore, Ramban argues and says the halal of a Mishnah is deraisa, not derabanan. This halal was deraisa. Rambam, again, is saying it's only derabanan. Point number one. Point number two is that Rambam says that if we're saying that the three separate kitas, if it was three separate groups, what if they shechted all the kabbanas of Klal Yisrael, all the carbon pesachs in one group? One group went and did all the kabbanas. They did all the kabbanas. A yetza is a ma'akiv, this Kahal, Eden, Yisrael, three tafsi, three separate groups, or it's Amakev. Rambam says, Yatza. Yatza. What's the source? What's on this Rambam? Why are we saying Yatza? Our Mishnah seems to say you have to have three separate groups. So either, of course, you have the famous idea by Kachim, that unless you have Shina, Kassel, Akev, unless you have something twice, with Amakev, we don't have it twice, we have a Drosha. Kal, Eide Yisrael. It's a drasha once. So the chatchila from these separate groups, but the Eved, if it was done with one group, it's Yaitza, and maybe that's the source for Rambam, if it was done with one group, but the Eved, it's okay. Another answer that Slach brings, actually a couple of answers, but we'll say one of them. One answer that Slach says, again, for Rambam, why he's saying our mission is Lavdavka, but the Eved, if you do it in one group instead of three, you're going to be Yaitza. He brings that there's actually Gemara discusses the idea of Shlichas. And Gemara discusses really to what Uri, what you just touched on a minute ago. In the context of Shlichas, Gemara says, the Gemara describes that every Gans Klai Yisrael should go and Shech the Karm Besach. The whole nation goes to Shech Lazara. How is that possible? And in the conversation, the Gemara discusses how Avada one Shech on behalf of the group. And so in that context, in that drasha, it actually discusses that potentially the Gans Klai Yisrael, if you have a Karm Besach that was big enough, Gans Klai Yisrael could eat from one Karm Besach, and one person could be the Shliach for the rest of the group. Avada, you don't need every single person to Shech. As long as he's part of a group and someone from the group Shechs, that's sufficient. Again, the conversation there relates to the topic of Shlichas. The point is relevant for our purposes. Again, it's all a theoretical case, which is not negiah, because Baruch Hashem, Klai Yisrael is much, much bigger than, no matter how big your Gedi is, it's not going to be big enough to have one Gedi full of Klai Yisrael. But theoretically, if you had one Gedi for Klai Yisrael, that would be good, that would be great, but you certainly wouldn't be able to have three different groups. You don't want to be able to have one group. Clearly, that was not an issue in that discussion of having three separate groups. Says Tzach, obviously you see that Gemara, again, a side point, it's not really the main point of that Gemara, but you see that the three groups is only Chachila, not Ma'akev, because otherwise there would have been an issue with bringing one Karm Pesach full of Klai Yisrael. Okay, separate point. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Ketzat, like the Maseo was done on the weekday, so too the same act, the same procedure was done on Shabbos. El Shekana Madich Masasar Shle Bratzach Chamim. If the Mechanim would rinse the floor even on Shabbos, Shle Bratzach Chamim, meaning on Shabbos, the Chamim weren't excited about this doing such an activity on Shabbos of rinsing the floor. Rabbi Eimer, Kaisim Malam Adam Taruvus, there's a famous Shita of Yehuda that he would take a Kayan would take her from the floor, scoop up a cup of blood. We have intermingled all the different dam of all the kavanas, and we're scared that maybe one animal got shechted and the blood was sprayed in the floor, and we never had a zrika from that carbon. And Zarkus Yukachas comes back, you do one zrika on the Mizbeach, and the Chamor Maiter. Rabbi's logic was, like we just said, because maybe one carbon didn't have proper zrika done, and by filling up a cup with all different bloods, you make sure to have this presumably the blood gets mixed up. There's some dam from every carbon, and therefore you make sure every carbon is kosher. The chamor maida. This really gets involved with the famous idea. The Gemara is going to discuss this, but it gets involved with the famous idea whether min b'mine batel ain't a batel. Rabbi is saying that the dam is not batel, and therefore you have a mixture of all the different damim. It's not batel, and we have dam from every carbon, and therefore this backup zrika was a protection for all the kabbanas. Kaysa tell them afshitan. Had they suspended the animal, the mafshitan, and flay the animal. Unklish abarzai kvuim b'ksalim b'amudim. Iron hooks were fixed into the walls and the pillars by the butchering area. Shebehem teilim mafshitim. They had to suspend the animal and flay it. Komisha einloi makam lidlois lafshit. Anyone who had no room to suspend the animal or flay it, they had these thin, smooth sticks. Manicha k'seva kesachaverei. And he take a stick and put it on his shoulder. He take one stick on his shoulder and one stick on his friend's shoulder and suspend the animal from the stick and then use his other hand. So I motioned that the stick was on the left shoulder. It would be on his left shoulder. Presumably, if it's on his left shoulder, it may have to be on his friend's, unless his friend's facing the other way, on his friend's right shoulder. But basically, it would be on his left shoulder. Let's assume his friend's facing the other way, on his friend's right, on his friend's left shoulder also. And then they both would be able to swing their right hand and flay it while it's hanging in between the two of them. Okay. They had these smooth sticks, put on his shoulder and his friend's shoulder, and they suspend the animal and flay it as such. Rabbaz Eimer, Arba Asr, Rabbaz says, if the 14th of Nisan, Chalias Peshabbos, Chival on Shabbos, Menech Yodai, Al Kesel Chaveri, you wouldn't put the stick on your friend, on your shoulder, your friend's shoulder, rather, you put your own hand on your friend's shoulder, and your friend's hand on your shoulder, and you tell as such. Rabbi Akiva held that you can't start putting sticks on Shabbos. You can't start taking sticks and creating this beam, even though it's on people, it's not permanent, but you can't start taking sticks and creating this beam on Shabbos, and therefore on Shabbos they'd use their own arms and not sticks. Karivaitsias and Murav, they tear open the animal. And remember, the animal, by the way, was roasted whole. The animal was roasted whole. So all you have doing is really flaying it and then tearing out the insides. And if you remember, what do they do with the inside? They took the insides and they put it on the head of the animal like a helmet. Karivaitsias and Murav, they would tear it open and remove the Emurim, the nice name, Bemagas. And they would actually, sorry, again, I actually left something out. The Emurim would go on the Mizbeach, but then the cry in the inside, the other insides that were not the emurim, that would go on the head of the animal. Nasa b'megas, they put this the emurim part in a bowl. Fiktira kamzbech, the makta mzbech. Shatsa kat rishen, harishen. Again, the first cat would leave the yashva lo barbayas, and they remained on harbayas. Why? Because it's Shabbos, so they remained there. Shriya b'chayel. Second group would went out and remain in the chayel. Hashishim karmemedas, and third group would remain in the azara. Chashcha. Once it got nighttime, matzah Shabbos. Yatsav sos b'shem. They go out. We'll go out and roast the karm pesach and have and conduct their seder. Okay, what was your question? There should be a problem with either way. I mean, unless the tikkun is like Rashi's was saying, some sort of tikkun of these sticks. If the tikkun is deraisa, then it's not a taina. But if tikkun is rabbanan, then lechayr you have the taina of ancient mikdash. And if you go to Gemara Shabbos of muktza, then also of ancient mikdash lechayr. Good point.
Why would it be muktza anyway if it's prepared from before?
Prepared Shabbos? Sticks. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. I have to. I in the Gemara Shabbos. That's Kufchav Gimel. Why is the problem muktza? So like Gemara. Amar Bezak in Pesach Nishchad Al B'Shash Kita Shoshim Me'Adam. Pesach is shechted only with three groups of 30 people each. This is what Yassel was pointing out before. My taima, Kal Eid of Yisrael. The Pesach says, Kal Eid of Yisrael. Now, Mesafkalan, Ivas Achas, Ibas Achazer. We're Mesupik, if these three sets of 10 people are come at one time or one after the other. Hilkach bin Shalosh Kitas, Shalosh Shalosh Me'adam. Meaning, we're Mesupik, each group, Eid is 10. Kal is 10, and Yisrael was saying is 10. So we don't know if that means to have three groups of 10 each, or three groups of, or to have 30 at once, so we do three groups of 30 just to be safe. It says Gemara,
would that be a minimum maybe?
Sorry?
Would that be a minimum number?
100%. 100%. 100%. Yeah, 100%, very, very, very good point. If presumably in most scenarios they had many more and they were taking care of more karbanos at once. 100%. Says Gemara, Hilchach bin Shalosh Kitas Shalosh Shalosh Me'adam Dib Vas Achas Ha'eka Dib Vas Achas Ha'eka. You're satisfying both possible interpretations of the pesukim. Hilchach B'Chamishna Misagi. Gemara just says therefore 50 is also going to be enough. Why? Da'al Tlasim Avdi. 30 people come in and do the first Karm Pesach. Ayal Asar V'Nafki Asara. The second group, 10 come in and 10 of the first group leave. So you have 10 new ones for the second group. Again, you're satisfying both by having 10 new ones. And Ayal Asar V'Nafki Asara. And then the third group, 10 new ones come in and 10 leave. So really, you'd only need 50 different people in order to satisfy because Manushach. If it meant 30 at once, you have 30 by the first one. And if it means 10, 10, and 10, you have 10, 10, and 10 new one in each 10. So, but you want to make sure you have 30 in each group also, just to be safe. So a total of 50 gets you the milah of both. You have 30 throughout. You have 10 new ones in each group. And therefore 50 really covers your basis. But again, to Leon's point, 100%, it was likely that they had many more than 30 per group in order to be able to satisfy all those karbanas, which really what you asked before, in order to satisfy all those karbanas, the Gans Klai Yisrael, there were thousands of karbanas that had to be brought. Presumably, there was a lot more than 30. Nichlasa Kai Rishayna, we said the first group came in, they closed the gates of the courtyard of the Azara. Itbar, Abayam Ninala Tanan, Ninala means the gates were closed. That means he learns that when the people were there, the gates closed by themselves. Rava Manaylan Tanan, they closed the gates. They closed, what was a nace? They closed the gates. My Benayo, Ika Benayo, the Mismach Anisa. The Nafminas, Abi Samech Ananais. Abayam Ninala Tanan, Kamadailu, Malu, Vesabchin Anisa. Abayam says, Ninala Tanan, the gates were closed. They just closed by themselves. As many that they let come in came in, and we almost use the gate closing by itself as the barometer when we should stop. So the gates close, then we know that's it. That's the end of the first group. Ravam and so on and so forth. Second and third group. Ravam Nailatan Fasakhinis. Rav says, no, we close it, we don't say anase, we figure out the numbers, we do it more practical, we know how many people we're splitting the groups into, and we close the door when it's time. Says the Gemara. This that we learned in the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Idias in the fifth parak. Amar Bida Chas V'Shalom Shakavim Ben Halal Nisnada. Chas V'Shalom that Akavim Ben Halal was put into Nidui into Chayrim. Shein Azar Nels Al Kodem Yisrael because the doors of the Azara didn't close on anyone in Klal Yisrael. Who was as great Bechachma of Yiras Chait Akavim Ben Halal, who was as great in Chachma and Yiras Chait as Akavim Ben Halal. Abayim B'Tas Tamei from B'Tas Tamei. So Abayim will explain that Mishnah according to his tzad that closes by Aydei Neis, and Rav will explain according to his tzad that it closes, you close it physically. Abayim B'Tas Tamei Ein Bazara B'Shoshin Ninal Al Kol Adam B'Yisrael. There was no one in the Azara at the time when it was closed on everyone in Klal Yisrael. B'Chachma B'Yiras Chait Kakar Mahal. There was no one, whoever was in the Azara when the door is closed by himself, no one was on the Madrega of Akavim Ben Halal. Rav B'Tas Tamei Ein Bazara B'Shoshin Ninal Ma'isa Klal Yisrael. It was an expression, but according to Rav, it's referring to when they close the gate. Not when the gate closed by itself. When they closed the gate, there was no one in the Azara who was on a madrega of Chachma Yerzchait Kakayv Ben Halal. So again, it was an expression of no one being on that level of a Kakayv Ben Halal. But the question is this: is it when the gates close themselves? That's Abaye. Is it when they close the gate? That'll be Rava Lishitasim. That's the sheet over here is how they'll explain that mashal in that mishnah over there in Idyas. Tanabanim Melam Lenispach on the Azara. No one was ever crushed in the Azara. Chutz Pesach Echad Shei Mehal Hillel, except for one Pesach. In the times of Hillel, Shesmach by Azak and Echad, Vayikernes Pesam Uchin. Unfortunately, there were so many people so busy in the Azara that Nebuch, an old Altiyid, was crushed, and they called that the Pesach Muchin, the crushed Pesach, because of what happened that one time in the times of Hillel. Tanarban. Pamachas Pikesh Agrippas Amelach Litane Nebuch Uchse Yisrael. Agrippas Amelach wanted to keep his eye on the masses of Kai Yisrael. Amelay the Kain Gadol, Tainay Nechapa Pesachim. So he said to Kain Gadol, keep your eyes on the Karm Pesachs, not the Kulia Mikol Echad. Basically, wanted to count Kai Yisrael. Keep your eyes on the Karm Pesach. So, I mean, count how many at least Karm Pesach there are. Even though it's not the exact number of how many people in Kai Yisrael, because you have many people per group. Not that Kliyam Kalechan, the Kohen Gadol took a kidney from each one. The Nimsu Sham Shishim Ribay Zugi Kleis, and there was 600,000 pairs of kidneys for Karm Pesach. So getting back to what we had before, there was it's Keflying Gates Mitzrayim. It's a lot. It's 1.2, right? Double the amount of people left Mitzrayim. There were 600,000 pairs of kidneys. That's double the amount of people who left Mitzrayim. Chutz mitamei v'shei b'derchayka, and that doesn't include people that tamei derchayka who didn't bring Karm Pesach. V'ein lechakol Pesach, and you won't find any Pesach shleinim by Yeser me'asar bnei Adam that didn't have more than 10 people for the Karnes Pesach Muchen, and they called it the thick. They called it the thick Karm Pesach. Meaning, there's so many people they call it thick Karm Pesach. Meaning, if you do the math right, they had, let's assume, if you had average 10 people per Pesach, and you have that many Karm Pesachs, so think about how many millions and millions of people in Kli Yisrael there were. Not al kulya habayik Torah, how could a kidney be taken out? You need to be makter it. Tadam makter, he took it out for counting purposes, then he's makter it. V'chsi v'ktiru, but it says, v'ktiru, shtay arv chalav shazeh b'zeh, v'ktiru is mashma, you should not mix one carbon without another carbon. So if you took out, set aside all the kidneys separate, and then bring them all together. You're mixing up the Akhtara of the various different Karm Pesachs of the Emurim. They burnt it one at a time separately. But the Pesach V'ktiram, isn't that Mashbi should burn the entire thing as one? Meaning the kidney should be together with the rest of the Karm Pesach as one? El Tvisa Ba'alma, the Kohen took it very temporarily. To Shakuminau, he took it, Ad Yom Le'i Midi Achrini, and then he took a token in its place for the count. So he took the kidney as a way to know how many Karm Pesachs there were, and then he would take like a token, a chip, something in its place, and then he put the kidney back right away. Says Masi, one further, Gemara, Kanam Aydim Shurais, the Kanam said in rows, my taima, and there are rows of gold and rows of silver not mixed together. If you say they're going to take an empty gold, and he's going to give him back one of silver, maybe take a bowl worth 200, and give back a new one that's worth only 100. It just means the reason why they did this is not because of a question of losing of different groups having more valuable kalim and then giving it up to someone else. The reason is because of just for beauty. It looked nicer when everything was symmetrical, when you have gold rows and silver rows, it just looks nicer. That's why they did it that way. The bowls didn't have a base, in order that they shouldn't put them down, the dam, and the dam would get congealed. All the bowls in the Mikdash didn't have shalayim, except for the cups of levain, frankincense, on lechem apanim, those little cups that had the levain in all week, and then you take it on every Shabbos, and you mak to the bezichin, you mak to the frankincense, that had a base. You know why? Because if it didn't have a base, it would have to lean. What would it have to lean on? On the lechem apanim, on the breads. The breads are very delicate. They're very interestingly made breads, and therefore didn't want to compromise and potentially break the breads. Shem yinichem v'yifris alechem. Mer says, because maybe he'll lean them up against the loaves and it'll break the loaves. Shach yisof akiba akoyin, the Yisrael would shechted and the koyin would do kabbalah. Le'sagi la'v Yisrael. Does it have to be Yisrael? We point that we read the Mishnah. He guv kamashma the shchidik shizark sheira. So we point that we read the Mishnah. It doesn't mean that it's dafka done by Yisrael. It means it could even be done by Yisrael. Shchidik could be done even by Yisrael. Shchidik bazar is kosher, but avada could be done by kain as well. The kibla kain hakamashma mekabal veilach mitzkuna. But the kain is kabbalah. That's stressing that dafka the kain is kabbalah from kabbalah on has to be the kain. It cannot be Yisrael. Nasslach very handed his friend. Now here's the we spoke that we read the Mishnah. He handing it to your friend to friend. Lachar you're not walking to the mizbeach. Isn't this a raya? Shma mina holcha lach shel bregel avelacha to just pass. Passing it hand to hand, they're not moving with their feet. Is that a right that halacha without using the foot is called halacha? Dilmahu denied for it. Tamar says, well, maybe the kayan moves a little bit when he passes the next kayan. Each kayan they moved in their space a little bit. They moved their feet, and therefore it was considered halacha regular as well. In fact, my kamashman. Then what's the chiddush? Hakamashman, but Rav Amadis Melech. The chiddush is that they try to have as many kind of involved in the process as possible in order to have Rav Am. So Enechami, the Chiddush was not that we're trying to avoid walking. We weren't trying to avoid walking because maybe the Chara Halacha, maybe needs to be Halacha Beregel. Dafka, the Chiddush is that you try to get involved as many kind of as possible in order to have Rav Am Hadras Melech. Let's pause over here. We'll pick it up here tomorrow. Have a wonderful